Blog Talk Radio.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Hello?
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop.
I want to welcome everybody to the Dave and Shannon Show. And we're having a little technical difficulty, but we're trying to get it done. I want to welcome Mr. S on the show there. I hope he's doing okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, we're waiting on Dave to show up, and then TJ. I just kept getting it all circuits busy when we were trying to call in.
Yeah. Wow.
Maybe it's a little more popular than we thought. But you know what? That says it all there.
Yep.
David's still trying to get it. Maybe I should try to call David. Hold on a minute. See, my dialer wasn't working either. So let me.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Shannon.
Okay, here we go. We got you on the show here.
Okay, I need to call Terry.
Say hello to Scott. Yeah, you can do that.
Hello, Scott. Hang on, I'll call Terry.
Howdy. Hey, honey.
Anyway, while he's doing that, there's calls to boycott NBC because they're at Donald Trump's town hall at the same time Joe Biden is doing it. You know, and that's probably his excuse why I only got 11 people to show up, you know.
Right. You want to eat?
Whoever the hell Kurt Eichwald of the New York Times best-selling author took to Twitter demanding people boycott Savannah Guthrie. You know, that's a shame. But, you know, these guys, they eat their own. Because
yeah.
This is one of their people, and they want to take her down the road, the host of the town hall. Get this trending, make it hurt. She thinks harming democracy with the Trump town hall held simultaneously as Biden will help her career. Let her know she does this. It's wrecked. I know this guy thinks he's got power.
Oh, really? Oh, that's weird.
Well, you know, it's worked for him so well in the past. Why should they think anything different?
Right.
Okay, Terry?
Yeah.
Shannon?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yeah. He sounds muffled.
No, that's your medication.
Oh, there you go.
So what's the subject matter for tonight? My latest headline says...
We were talking about... who was it? NBC wanting to boycott old Guffey, the woman that talks in the morning, because she did the town hall.
Oh,
they
yeah?
The Democrats, yeah, they eat their own, you know?
Yep.
What's her name? Savannah Guthrie. Isn't that that's it?
Yep.
I think the problem is, I think the real problem is, and don't tell anybody, but it's because she's white.
Right.
Look, it's not her fault she's white and proud of it.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. She shouldn't be running around telling people, I'm ashamed that I'm white. She doesn't say that. I mean, she could be worse. She could be like the concubine, Harris, that doesn't know what her nationality is or what her race is. It depends on what's going to get her somewhere.
Have you got anybody in here besides us?
Scott joined us.
Hello, Scott.
Howdy, how are you, sir?
I'm fair to middle.
You met him once before, Terry. Yeah,
where did I meet him
at? At Fort Seldom.
Oh. He's one of those guys that chickened out and didn't come back.
No, no, that was the other guy. That was that other guy. He was the Supreme Commander.
Yeah.
Scott's been busy doing things for the veterans so that, you know, the life they have left, they can somewhat enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? He's pimping or what?
No. They don't have a dad yet. But, you know,
I thought maybe he was like, you know, sending women down here or something.
You know, if there's any old veterans that need help, it's Terry.
Yeah. But I know what the remedy is women.
Well, you should have said
it's a temporary remedy.
He'd have probably come down there and pitched a tent. You should have sent in a request to Scotty to come down there, pitch a tent, and solve your problem.
Yeah,
well, he could stay in the tent as long as the women he brought, they'll stay in here in my hut. When I'm done with them, and I'll say, go out there in that tent out there. Yeah, I was so impressed with y'all's coming down here, I went ahead and called the 101st Airborne, and then they come on down here and parachuted in, they did.
Oh, really?
They've been here ever since.
Oh, okay.
How many of them did you, was it all the 101st guys out there you saw the other day?
No, some of them were... Louisiana Guard.
That's who was staying up at the motel. Is that Louisiana Guard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they got together.
Won't do that. It's no good.
Well, they looked like they were together. Isn't
that
what,
interesting?
Isn't that what Hillary said? Everything's better together.
Yeah.
Did you hear
my latest headlines say that, what's Trump's kid's name? The young boy? Barron.
Oh.
He got the COVID. Yep.
Well, let's remove him under the 25th Amendment. Let's call Pelosi.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about that. Is only the House does that.
What do you mean they're the only ones that do that?
Well, of course,
they're the only ones
that invoke
the 25th Amendment.
They can vote on it, and the Senate doesn't have any say so.
Over the 25th Amendment?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be.
They're the ones that do the impeachment and all that shit, and they do the 25th.
they can say he's not fit to run another term, and that's it.
They ain't got enough votes. It's a fucking,
wow.
It's a fucking pipe dream. Okay.
Yeah, it'll never
like
happen.
Pelosi. It's like Pelosi having a vibrator with no batteries, wishing it would do something. Okay.
Did you witness Wolf Blitzer ripping her a new ass yesterday?
Oh my gosh! I told you they fucking eat their own. But that bitch insulted that long-term guy's integrity, and he bitch-slapped her. We feed the people. When's the last time she worked on a fucking food line?
Yeah, really.
She's taking people and cameras in her fucking house showing her yogurt and shit that she's got stored in there while everybody's hungry. But them dumb motherfuckers still vote for her like it's the fucking only option they got. You know, and then
well,
and got some other black gentleman's running against what's her name? Who's that old black bitch that
Maxine Waters?
Yeah. She's got her.
Yeah, Maxine Waters.
I hope that motherfucker wins. I may even donate.
It's not important that she's voted into office. It's only important that we imagine that she is.
Well, look, losing an election is not the worst thing that can happen, because you fill your coffers with your little old corporation, and you still cut you a monthly check. So people that lose the election, it's not a bad thing. I mean, look at old Numbnuts, Beto O'Rourke, whatever the fuck his name was. He, you know, he got like $70 million. You don't see him giving it back to anybody.
Put in a box.
No, you don't even have to do that. Put it back to it.
It'd be different if you had to give it back. If you had to refund it for what's left to the donators, you know, there'd be some people be on the food line. So, anyway, the next topic. Was that stupid bitch Harris? She better be lucky. She never asked me to testify in Congress. I put the bitch in her place.
Now, which bitch you talking about now?
That whore, Kamala Harris.
Oh, Kamala.
Just call her bitch for short, okay? No one will know what you're talking
about. Yeah.
But, She ragging on that fucking Supreme Court justice over climate change. I mean, what the hell is that? The girl hadn't even been sitting on a bench yet, and it's like her fault for climate change now. Like, she's going to issue some ruling. Everything that they've said.
That's part of the Democrats' role.
Right. Now, they are
now your
all
guest.
That
your guest,
huh?
Tonight. Again, what's his name again?
Scott,
you need
Scott,
to do
which one were
about.
You, Scott?
I'm right here.
I know, but which one
he
were you
which
when
one
you came
you
out?
Were.
I was the redhead. Well, go to.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's the one who got along so good with Paul.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was the waitress up there at the restaurant.
Yeah, I'm the one that he wanted to whoop at their ass.
Now, you didn't stay with old Daryl, did you? Old Daryl stayed out there.
No, sir.
In his incandescent orange tent. Several times I went over to check on him and walked up on him, scared the holy living shit out of him.
Well, I mean, can
and I wasn't even trying to scare him or anything. I just crunch, 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 you know.
You victimized him, okay, Terry?
Do what?
You victimized him. Did y'all hear about that guy running for Idaho, governor of Idaho?
I haven't heard anything about it.
They just arrested him for a 1984 murder. Oh, wow.
He's the governor of what?
He was running for the governor of Idaho. And wrestled accused of kidnapping Jonelle Matthews from her Greeley, Colorado home on the night of December 20, 1984, and then shooting her in the head, according to the indictment. Wow.
Was he a Republican or a Democrat?
He's a fucking Democrat.
Well, most of them, when they take guns away, they're all criminals.
Well, Pompeo is saying that he's doing everything he can to release those Clinton emails.
Well, they need to pass a new law that says that if you're going to run for any office, public office, that you can't have a criminal record. Because most of those people all have criminal records.
That'll do what they put us through. Any crime of moral turpitude disqualifies you. It. You can get a DWI, you can punch some stranger in the street, you know, you can still be to do it. But if you get caught lying, sex, or theft, you're not qualified anymore.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, a lot of those politicians, they're anti-gun, but they can't own a gun legally themselves.
Well, what we got to do is we got to pass term limits somehow. If we get term limits passed, you know, we get them in there for 12 years or whatever, and then get them the fuck out.
Yeah.
They couldn't make it in the South. If they came down there, they'd get their ass whooped twice a week. And then we'd just got to have him mopping the floors of the VFW. Really is reparation.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And then that stupid Cory Booker. I mean,
he's one of them.
Mom and Dad,
he's got a record.
Needs his ass work. He needs his ass.
He's got a felony record.
Ask the judge, the judge to be, if she's against white supremacy. And she's got two black children.
With a name like Booker, I mean, you know, come on.
Booker?
They need to get rid of that racial bias in their names, you know, like Jasmine and Booker.
Book.
Well, what was it, Booker T. Washington? What was that?
Yeah.
They have getting, you know, Jerome.
Yeah.
They have some pretty common names, you know, that get their name alone as a giveaway. Jerome Washington.
Shaniqua. My name is Shaniqua.
Yeah.
I dated that old gal.
Kunta Kinte.
I think he's a leader, wasn't he?
Kunta Kinte, yeah. But
he's
so
like
was Moana.
Maybe Camilla is too.
Yeah, I remember those. Remember those two white guys that used the black, old black TV series, and one of his name was Moana.
I don't remember that. That was before
my
time.
Those old canvas. Probably was. I think old David probably remembers it.
Now, why would you think
is
that?
Is he older than both of them?
No, but
I think David's older than both of them.
I think that yeah. Oh, Earl.
Earl with the pearls.
But anyway, it says the U.S. immigration authorities, along with Southern Border, made more than 50,000 apprehensions of undocumented piece of shit migrants last month as crossing by single adults. Families and unaccompanied minors continue to increase steadily since plummeting in the spring.
Hey, that's only represents 3%.
More than 50,000 of these apprehensions turned into drastic confessions saying it was all Biden's fault. So, ordered that invokes a little known, decades old public health law designed to control the spread of diseases, according to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Well, according to Border Patrol on Breitbart, that the Border Patrol and the Department of Public Safety is concerned about the drug cartels are coming across the border, human trafficking certain people, armed with machine guns and bazookas and all their stuff. They're coming 80 miles into Texas.
Well, welcome them in. Well, they come over on the they come to Fort Sheldon with that shit, and they're going to have a welcoming party. It says that CBS recorded more than 458,000 immigrant pieces of shit arrested along the U.S. border in fiscal year 2020, a significant decline from 977,000 efforts made in the previous year when a surge in crossings by Central America families and children overwhelmed the U.S. migrant holding facilities.
Well, there's no doubt that something is about to pop because there's too much activity. There's more activity than there was when you guys first came down here. And they have the 101st and two other active duty units, including the Guard and the, you know, the Border Patrol, flying around in Chinook helicopters and Black Hawk helicopters, moving equipment down there in the middle of the night on the border. So something ain't right, sir.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, David? David?
Yeah.
Listen, you know that social media platform you told me about that begins with a W?
Yes.
I deleted it.
Yeah, I'm about to because there's no activity.
White supremacists.
Plus, I keep deleting my groups. They deleted my Magali and they deleted Texas Minimum.
Oh, the heck with it then.
So I just thought that MeWe seems to be the only one that's holding up.
Yeah.
So MeWe, okay? The only one holding up. Besides Parler. Parler's holding up pretty good. And Gab. But Gab wants me to give them bitcoins as a donation to get, you know, top status on the platform. But I've never had Bitcoin, so I don't know how to get them. I guess you purchase them somewhere and then transfer. It's the first time somebody.
It's all electronic. It's not as though you will have anything physical.
Bueno.
Here's the headlines today.
Okay.
On Breitbart. Migrant raft crosses Texas border in broad daylight. Migrant apprehensions at the border jumped 16% in September. Let's see here. Narco gun runners linked to Australian drug shipments. Human smugglers pack 100 migrants in a refrigerated trailer in Texas near the border. 125 pounds of meth, cocaine, heroin seized at the Texas border crossing. Narco rapper killed in Mexican border town. A ride in an armed cartel smuggling truck deep into Texas.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're
yeah.
Welcome. Did y'all want any sausage?
Is somebody talking to me?
We're going to take a commercial break, okay?
Do what?
We're going to take a commercial break for psychotic people. Hold on, okay, I'll be right back.
I guess we're going to listen to the bumper music.
What is that?
That's bumper music.
Did we cross over into the Twilight Zone?
We were born in the Twilight Zone.
Thank you, man.
I think that was Pam I was hearing, right?
Oh, she don't care anymore. She's trying to tell us something. I can tell they're wearing her down.
I don't play the same
game. You play. Pam, you're not going to let them win, are you? I've been talking to the people that you call it friends. And it seems to me there's a means to an end. They don't care anymore.
Mau.
Okay, Pam, okay. You made your political statement.
But, hey, a few of us are going to come down there, not this weekend, but next weekend, and try to do
you
some
know,
observing.
You know, that's getting to be
kind
of a cliche
on.
With you. Well, eventually
you
do come down. You usually back up about 5 weekends, and then I'm coming down there. I'm almost there.
It takes a lot of my time to fuck people's worlds up, okay? So I got to do that first before I come down there.
I'm scared to go down there.
I get
there.
Down there, you know, I can't pick on Jessica because she's armed, you know? So I got to leave her be.
We got to have a reunion.
Y'all scared me off.
That wasn't me. It was them zombies.
That's right.
Well, Scott, I took a deep dive. I came down here and been living here for over a year now.
Really?
Downtown Sanderson.
Talk about spur of the moment type shit. He spur of the moment.
Yeah, I jumped
really
on it.
I was real nervous when I went down there the first time, but I'm really scared to go back.
Why are you scared?
Because I'm a pussy.
Well, the only way you can get rid of that is, you know, dive in there and just do it.
Well, that,
you know, like with Terry, you know, he cares more than me. He catches these damn coyotes and shit. He don't play around.
Dude,
but
you
have to
dude,
be careful because when
guy.
He calls you and tells you he's got a coyote, he like puts shit in the road so you'll hit it and you'll get flat. You'll never make it there.
Really?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mexican
road.
Coyotes.
That's what I'm talking about.
We got two.
You get me rushing out there and you put those damn boulders in the road so I'll hit them.
I got a big old cave for them. Shoot one, we won't say nothing, and we just drag them over to a cave I got.
Terry, will you protect me?
Huh?
Will you protect me?
Protect?
If I come down there? Yeah.
What
I don't believe in guns.
What are you talking about protection? You need some snake boots? What?
I don't believe in guns and violence.
You don't believe in guns and violence?
No, sir.
Well, I got an MMA down the road here. He don't believe in guns, and you know he choked 8 Zetas down in my canyon about the year before
oh, yeah?
I came down here. Yeah.
Really?
No gun.
Yeah, but
are
they didn't have any either.
Hey, you didn't look like you were an innocent bystander when you came down here.
Well, that was the perception I wanted you to have of me at first, but really I'm a pacifist.
Those are the worst kind, man.
Yes,
yeah, the ones that don't want to get hurt will blast blow you away sooner than anybody else. They won't even wait to see the whites of their eyes, man. They're usually long-range shooters. Usually carry a 308 or a 300 Win Mag.
Or maybe a 338 Win Mag.
Well, you know, if you got that kind of money, I guess you could probably bring that with you. Ammo just for that stuff is expensive.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. It is. It is.
We sure got some long shots out here. I mean, you know. But usually they're traveling the Dadgum Canyon, so long shots are not that frequent, actually. They're almost on you by the time you. So I just use this little sawed-off shotgun here, this V13, this Remington semi-automatic.
Can I
three-inch magnums and triple number one buck.
I got a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. Can I bring it?
You sure can. I got a pellet gun. If you want to borrow it,
woo-hoo.
You got to pump it up each round.
We can shoot some cans. We can sit around the campfire and shoot at cans.
That'll work.
Mexicans, Africans.
Yeah. You can. Really, you can do whatever you want to out here. You know, nobody's going to say anything.
Yeah.
If you want to shoot your Lupra, or you can shoot your BB gun, or, you know, if you got a grenade or two, heck, nobody's going to say anything.
That's what we need, the case of grenades.
We need a tank.
No, they got one just, you know, right across the border. All we got to do is, you know, we got to kind of reverse what's going on here. If we would take forays across the border over there in the other direction, I mean, the only good defense is a good offense.
Right.
I caught, heck, they're coming right up here to the barn, old Simone. He was from Guatemala. He showed up here at the barn, and he didn't speak a word of English, so I got on Google Translate, and I said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "New York." "What's your name?" "Simone." "Where are you from?" "Guatemala." And while we were passing my phone back and forth, I was texting the Border Patrol. And we sit there, you know, sending the text back and, you know, doing the translate thing, and I let him use the phone. I said, "Well, why don't you call your party up there in New York?" And he couldn't remember the number, he said. So I said, "Well, do you have Facebook?" And he said, "Yeah." And then he couldn't remember what his password was. And about that time, here comes the Border Patrol, and they rounded the corner. He didn't bat an eye. He was still grinning from ear to ear. And, you know, he told me that there was 18 more out in the bush there. So they got a couple of Border Patrol agents who are about 6 feet, 7 feet tall. And the only way you could tell they were with the Border Patrol is they had a Border Patrol shirt on. They had Levi jeans, chaps, cowboy boots and spurs. And they brought a couple of horses, and they went after the other 18. They had cowboy hats with a handkerchief around their neck and everything. And even their weapons were, you know, Western vintage stuff. Six shooters. They didn't even have a. They didn't carry Glocks or nothing. Now that was something to see. But, man, those are the two biggest Mexicans I believe I've ever seen. They brought them out here to hunt those other 18. They caught them west of here.
How many miles out from your place were they when they got caught?
Well, quite a ways. It took them 2 or 3 days. It was on the Border Patrol's internet site.
Yeah.
That they caught them. They almost made it all the way to Big Bend. But they're having a big problem from Dryden on. They're actually attacking people over there. And they also, in the Del Rio sector, one rancher was attacked by some Kenyans from Africa and shot and killed two of them. None of this stuff gets on the news is what blows me away. Nobody even knows what's going on down here. Nobody even cares.
Wow.
It kind of reminds me of the days of the Wild West, except we're not dealing with Comanches or, different Indian bands or Seminoles or anything like that, Apaches. We're dealing with different people, but, the dangers are still there.
Yes.
But you never feel more alive than when you're in danger.
Well, I think we ought to just get down there right there near in that canyon, make up a little pen for those bears, and anytime we need to get rid of something, we just toss it in there.
Well, they'll sure eat it.
Well, you never they can tell. They might, they can deal with nature.
Did you get that picture, that video of that mountain lion?
I did.
I Shannon doesn't read his email anymore.
No, I'm out in the field. I was in Jacksboro most of the day. Spreading my dominion.
I thought you were retiring or something like that.
I am.
What's up,
had to meet this guy. His wife's giving him some trouble.
Oh, you met this guy's wife, you say?
She was giving him trouble, so I had to go over and help him. We ain't gonna let no woman push him around. All right.
There are mountain lions up in there?
Oh yeah, there's mountain lion and bear.
You know what happened to that old boy in Florida? His wife fed him to the daggum lions.
Yeah.
Well, the tigers,
yeah. There's all kinds of ways of getting rid of them around down here.
And she got rid of him several years ago. Now she's the queen bee. They're doing a big investigation on that, so I don't know if they're going to come back and charge her or what. And then
I don't know if he knows Adam Johnson or not, but Adam Johnson had on his Facebook page a bear that he saw in my canyon, videotaped it. And then he and I saw a bear about, 4 months ago in my canyon. And a bear came up here to the dogs and broke the latch on it. It was a good thing I had a chain around the door. But, yeah, there's mountain lions and bears here. And rattlesnakes, 5 different kinds.
They got any of those transgender rattlesnakes still out there?
No, everything that's transgender is in Sanderson.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's where we keep all the transgenders around here. It's the only city we have. It's not really even a city. It's a town.
Well,
we have no city limits and no rules.
When you ain't got a real grocery store, you can't buy any food.
Well, you can buy food up there at Stripes, but you got to have some pretty good money in your pocket.
Right.
Yeah, a can of Beanie Weenies up there is $5, I think.
Yeah, it was a little high.
Yeah, you got to buy supplies here. In fact, David and I made a pact. We're going to go every Saturday we're going to go to Alpine and get some fresh fruits and vegetables, and then we're going to drive to Fort Stockton and get the typical Walmart stuff and then drive back. It'll be an all-day deal.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they did back in the day.
Yeah, they made a day of it once a month or twice a month.
Yeah. That's what we drive. We both drive covered wagons.
What?
How many horses does your covered wagon have a day? He's got some of them Hemi horses.
No, I wish.
I thought you had 8 Hemi horses.
No horses here.
Well, it says Hemi on the side.
Oh, okay.
I just got 6 horses.
I got a mule.
That'll work.
It may take me a day and a Sunday to get there, but...
Well, it worked for Festus back in the day.
Woo-wee! That was my uncle.
Was it?
Well, yes, sir.
Oh, he got along pretty good on his mule. Yeah, if it works, you're gonna ride it.
Yeah. If it works, ride it.
Yeah. Well, I picked up 4 or 5 horseshoes, I guess, out here in the desert. So I guess there's a few of them threw their shoes. I don't know if they were mules or not. But. I've seen a picture up at the museum that showed that flat top mountain off to the west from my location.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys were out, you know, branding cattle. And it looked like something, an old picture that was, you know, late 1800s, probably 1870s or 1880s.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they were settling this area. And they were branding, and that mountain was off in the direction. I've been trying to find that daggum thing so I can blow it up. Hanging on the wall down here.
Wow. I tell you what, I don't see how a cow could actually eat anything out there. Ain't much out there to eat.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more to eat here than there would be in the Piney Woods. Most of this cactus is edible. And you got javelina, and you got mule, and every now and then white-tailed deer. And there's the oodad sheep and elk.
You got to know how to point
there's
your gun
first
there.
Jackrabbits. So they have 3 different kind of rabbits. They got 2 of them are hares. They got the desert hare, and they got the jackrabbit, and then they've got the desert cottontail. That's the reason I chose. That's one of the reasons I chose the place. There's going to be more to eat here, survivable wise, than there would be, you know, in a wooded, mountainous area.
Okay.
Or you could contact Hunter Biden, because I hear on that laptop they had him video him smoking crack.
You know, if I had a chance
to talk...
That
wasn't crack. That was hashish.
If I had a chance to talk to Hunter Biden, I'd ask him for what's the best way to fill out a resume. It sure worked for him.
Yeah.
Really, it's what's the best way to fill out a... what do they call that? Declaration when you come back into the country with a large sum of money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wonder how he got that back into the country, that cash that he was given over by the mayor's wife over in Russia.
Well, I seriously doubt he took a trip through customs, being that he was flying on Air Force 2.
Well, that's the nice thing. I remember when I was in the Air Force, my crypto equipment was exempt from
customs,
you know, from being searched. Yeah, from my customs and the security police.
Yeah.
Everybody else. Probably not that way now these days. They don't want you, you know, losing any drug money.
Really? You know, I don't think there was ever a single time that I went through customs with all the flying that I did. When you're coming back into this
America, when we were flying down there, you went through customs, but except for embassy runs into Nicaragua, and except for, you know, crypto equipment, you had to have it out there on the tarmac underneath the wing, and they didn't look into those bags, but they let the drug dogs look at them and sniff them out. They didn't do that over in Vietnam.
Yeah, they didn't do that back in my days. Of course, I don't guess they had drug dogs back in my days.
Is somebody in their car?
Yeah, I am.
He's multitasking, Kay.
Who is?
Scott.
Oh, I thought it was I thought it was Shannon. So
yeah,
he's driving down the road without his seatbelt. Is that what it is?
Seatbelt?
I think
he's
doing whatever his boss tells him to do.
You're supposed to connect that, you know, and put it behind you there so it won't ding. Then if the cop comes along, you can flip it over your head and it looks like you got it on.
Oh.
You didn't know that trick?
Oh, now, sir,
remember,
I guess
it's not important that you break the law. It's only important that you don't get caught.
I'm going to remind you later that you said that.
Well, be sure to tell me when you see the cops.
That's
when you don't tell me that there's a cop over there that it pisses me off.
Hey, Shannon. Are you with us?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did I tell you that Terry got us in trouble again the other day at the Ace Hardware?
No.
Tell him about it, Terry.
Nah.
Oh, it ain't gonna hurt nothing.
Nah. It was just some old bitch about, you know, hassling me about not having a mask.
Oh, really?
Hey, I tell you what, if you go get something that has a doctor's letter or something, and then just take the, you know, block out whatever it is they're saying in that letter and type something in and then Xerox it off with the text in there, and if you word it right and everything, and you carry that around in your pocket when you go to the entrance and you say, you got to have a mask, you say, well, I'm exempt. And they say, what? I say, I'm exempt. I say, see here, see this letter? And they usually don't even read it. They just kind of glance at it. And they say, come on in. I'm serious. It works.
Yep. Yep. I've seen him do it. It works.
Well, they've been trained by, you know, they don't want to get sued by the American with Disabilities Act, so they train their people. If they say they're exempt and they show you anything, let them come on in. Because I contacted the Attorney General's office, and the Secretary there said there's nothing specified that the governor has dictated. It says if you show them anything, you know, that remotely implies that you've got a problem with breathing or anything, they let you on in. But you got to have a tangible something or other. So I just whip out that VA letter. It just, all the letter says is, you know, I'm 100% disabled. That's all it says.
Right.
But it could say anything. I can tell they're not even reading it. They're just looking at it from a distance. You know, kind of like somebody like glances at something, and one of them reads any of it.
Right.
So all you got to do is if you got any kind of letter from a doctor or anything from the VA or anything like that, you can make your own by just using the header on it, you know. And Xerox a bunch of them off and keep one in your car and in your wallet. Bingo. You're in.
Yeah.
Well, around I guess here, we're half
do what?
Yeah. We're almost at the end of the show.
Well, what are they going to do with it? I mean, you know, they can't. It says that they can't be arrested and you can't be detained. How do you give somebody a ticket if they can't be detained? The only way they can mess with you is if they say you can't stay here and they ask you to leave and you don't, then they can get you for trespassing. That's it.
Well, all I can say is everybody remember to vote. Go to early voting if you can so we make sure you get the vote in. Then you get ready to pick the liberals off when they go completely nuts because they didn't win the election.
Yeah, be sure if anybody takes the NRA magazine, they've got a list of all the people that are pro-Second Amendment in there. I cut mine out and give my magazines away, but I cut mine out. I got it. You need to get a
How
copy
many are
of
there?
That.
Yeah, bring it over. Let me get a copy of that, Terry, next time you come to town.
All right. That way you're voting for the right people, because there's some Republicans out there who are traitors too, you know.
Yep.
Okay, well, we will address that issue next Wednesday.
All right.
Okay, but y'all take care, and we'll catch you next week. And I'm gonna start it at 6 o'clock, so we can still have plenty of time to eat and stuff.
That's good.
Keep your powder dry.
I will.
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Good evening.
You too. Enjoy the show.